Slim Jim with the cheese.
The little Jack Links.
Cheese.
That is a little kid snack if I've ever seen it.
A shout out to the girlfriend.
Shout out to the GF. Did she just go grab that for you?
I guess so.
Let me get a little closer to my mic. I think I was a little too far. You know what's the best thing about these recordings is that my mic is just out of frame, which I think is a little jarring. I feel like it'd be more fun if my mic was in frame. You know what I mean? Like if you could just see this in here to make it seem like I'm podcasting.
I feel like mine's still kind of like a little intrusive.
Yours is a little intrusive. You know? I'm making the, you know, last episode, I finally got the very first thumbnail where your microphone is not in it.
Do I need to like...
Most of the time, if the microphone's in it, I can't take it out because then you just look weird. It looks like half your face is missing. So I've got to include the microphone in the thumbnails, which is fine. Looks pretty good. You know what I'm talking about? Ladies and gentlemen... Yeah, I can hear you. You good? You good?
Yeah, let me... While I'm trying to push it back,
difficult.
See if I can like turn up the gain a little bit.
Oh, you don't have to push it back, dog. You can keep it close.
Okay.
You can keep it tight. Yeah. Keep it high and tight. I think where you have it right now is actually pretty good. I think it's actually since you moved the studio around, it's been a little better.
Sick.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Sorry I Spaced Out. And we'll start it off right here at the top. How are you doing today, big dog?
Man, I'm making it. I was feeling hot today, feeling spicy. You know, got the notes going for the podcast today. Some things
I saw that. I really like when we get fired up, you know, get a little manic in the podcast notes, start doing some outlining, start throwing some topics in there. It's always fun.
Yeah. But how are you doing?
Not bad. I just got done working out. I had to face a tough decision today. I was going to try and get a dog earlier today. I was leaving Walmart, getting some pre-workout, and I'm also painting a dresser. That's why I hopped on here late. So I had to grab one of those corner brushes, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to grab one of those, got the pre-workout, pulling out of the freaking Walmart. Some guy has a big cardboard sign, free puppies, and all I see is a little flash of like white lab-looking dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, dude, if that's a white lab, I might have to snag those dogs. You know what I mean? So I roll up. Or actually, I'm sitting in my car just trying to decide if I'm even going to get out. Because I'm like, once I get out, I'm accepting a fate of possibly getting a dog. You know what I mean?
So let me ask this real quick. So do you want another dog?
We've been talking about it. We've been going back and forth on either do we need to get another dog to have someone for Stella to play with? Or would that just cause a lot of chaos? Because the harmony in the house right now is actually pretty solid as far as animals go. Gizzy's getting along with the dog. They're loving life. Stella's super well trained. We can just leave her in the house. So no more's going into the crate. You know what I mean? The only problem that we're still having is the cat food eating process. And that's mostly me. You know what I mean? But other than that, everything's good. So I get out of the car. I go up to the dogs. Two people are already sitting there holding two of the three dogs. Those people, as soon as I walk up, boom, make a decision, they bolt. They took a dog. So I'm talking to the guy, and I'm like, hey, so what's the deal with these dogs? What do we got here? He has German Shepherd Grand Pyrenees. Super cool-looking dog. And they're only 9 weeks, already have shots, and dewormed. And so I'm thinking, like, what's up? Like, there's got to be a catch to these dogs, you know what I mean? So this guy's from California, and they just moved here. And they breed German Shepherds. Well, they thought that the Grand Pyrenees, who's the dad, was like, not down to fuck, I guess, or I'm not really sure. He kept trying to explain it to me, and I kept getting confused with the Pyrenees was the mom and the Shepherd was the dad, but it's reversed. And so anyway, they basically had a surprise litter of puppies, and so he was just giving them away versus when they breed their Shepherds, they sell those things for $1,500. So I'm like, dude, I'm getting kind of a steal of a dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's got two more, and he's going to be back at Walmart tomorrow. So we're going to talk tonight and discuss if we really want to do it or not. My only downside is just all the stuff that comes with having a puppy. There's the accidents. There's you have to go reverse all the way through, you know, hey, don't chew on that. Hey, don't mess that up. And then when you leave them, and it's just, it would be really weird because Stella's not a kennel dog, and we would probably start this puppy out in the kennel like we did her. So I fear that with the dog being in the kennel, seeing Stella out, it'll bark and whine, and Stella will be like, homie, why did you do this to me? So
yeah, you kind of, first of all,
it's a risk.
Yeah, because you don't know if the guy's bullshitting you.
I mean, he showed me the dogs. I will say that he showed me the mom and the dad, and there's some pretty dogs.
Show the paperwork though.
He did have paperwork.
Okay.
I was pretty impressed. This dude yeah. was checking out. Like every time I kept throwing him a question that was that, you know, I was hoping for the and I really don't know. Like I don't know who the mom is or I don't know who the dad is. You know, I'm just guessing they're this breed or whatever. But he seemed pretty legit, and I mean, he had the paperwork for all their first round of shots and stuff. So I was like, dang, my boy's ready. But I don't know. We'll see. I think he's just gonna come down to I don't know. I'm probably about to leave again and be out of town a little bit, so I just don't want to leave her with a dog, because right now it'd be fine, because I'm just chilling, so I could
while you're
watch
at home.
Yeah, like, I would. It would just give me something to do, honestly. I'd totally have time to watch a dog. And plus, it was just cute as can be. You know what I mean? I mean, it is hard to just look at a little puppy and be like, you're not coming out with me right now.
Great Pyrenees are great guard dogs.
Is it Grand or Drake?
Shepherds are good.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, these are two great dogs. And then Carly sent me a picture of what one looks like when it gets older. So tight. I was like, dude.
Well, but you also got to think, though, like a German Shepherd and a, you know, Pyrenees, like, bro, the hair, you're never going to get rid of that hair.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. But I mean, Stella's a little bit of German Shepherd and her hair's all over the place already. I mean, luckily it's short, but I mean, dude, I'm constantly having to dust my her hair up. Though. Yeah. And it's white, so it'll show up a little bit more on my my dark flooring. But we'll see. I'll keep you posted. I left it up to the fates is kind of when I decided. I was sitting there for a long time going back and forth calling Carly. And then she was just like, you just decide, you know, surprise me, kind of, leaving it up to me. And so I couldn't really tell if she was 100% or not. And every time that we would kind of get close to be just saying yes, we would always bring up a con. We'd look, let's just do it. Oh, but what about this? So I was kind of like, okay, hey, man, I'm about to go to the gym. So if I go to the gym and I come back and this dog is still here, it's coming home with me. But if I come back and it's gone, I'm not going to take it. So I'm in the gym. My head's like, I'm taking like basically every ounce of me to just not leave the gym immediately and go get this dog. Because I keep thinking, I'm like, dang, dude, what if someone comes and gets him and they're mean and like he doesn't get a sick life like he get with me?
That's true. Yeah.
So started worrying about that because then I held him, you know. Big mistake holding the dog.
Up. Yeah, you fucked up.
So we
bro.
Bonded a little bit, you know, got a little lick on the face, you know what I mean? So then I texted him at 2:40. He said he was going to leave around 3. I texted him at 2:40 and I was like, hey, man, this is Matt. Is the pup still available? He's like, no, dude. Someone just came and got him. And I was like, you know what? Maybe that was meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, that was all I needed because that was my whole thing. You know, I'm going to leave it up to the dog gods. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll see. We're going to talk about it tonight. I really want one. I think it's going to be a cool dog, and I think it's going to be really smart. But we'll see, because Carly's grandparents, that's all they ever had. They always had, like, some sort of Pyrenees, and right now her grandpa has one named, her name's, like, Christy or something. They always name him some, like, it's so funny.
That's a human name.
I know.
Christy.
And she's just a little goofball, dude. She's the best. I want one. But I always, my biggest fear, too, is, like, spreading the love amongst animals. You know what I mean? Because having the dog and the cat, that's two types of love. The cat really, you know, it'll come up on you every now and then, want some love. But the dog is just in your face, I need the love.
Yeah.
So I worry about the jealousy aspect because I do love my little pee dog. And
that's happened.
I worry about just, you know, making her feel like she's not my girl anymore. But she is always and forever. And the good thing is it would be a male. So I'm liking that's the one thing that I'm liking too is it wouldn't be two females. It would be a male and a female. Mm-hmm. So We'll see. But yeah, that was kind of my afternoon, little roller coaster of a decision making for me. But like I said, it was meant to be, and maybe tomorrow is the one. But if I go there and I see the dogs and they're not chillers like that other one, I'm gonna have to back off. I mean, this guy was just vibing. Did I send you the picture of him?
You sent me one. Yeah,
I should have sent you a picture of his face because that's what was hard to say no to.
You didn't send me a picture of his face.
Yeah, I FaceTimed Carly, and she was like, let me see his face. Brought the camera around. She was like, damn, that is a cute dog. Like, I know. It's a little cutie, but that's on the back burner for now, at least.
Yeah.
Do you want to hop into a topic here, or do you got anything that you want to rally off? Sorry, I kind of just went extra hard on dogs there, but that was a big one.
That's a good conversation. Like, and I that's actually, like, that can go into, like, we can go deeper into this. Like, you and Carly obviously have progressed. Engaged now in your relationship or whatever, but like, dude, getting a dog with like a significant other, that's a big, like, it's a weird commitment.
It really is, because
now,
God forbid you break up, you know?
Yeah. Cause then somebody has to take the dog. and there's going to be some hurt feelings over that. And you know, Bree and I, we got Leroy together, sort of. It's her dog. And I told her, like, from the start, like, this is your dog. This is 100% you. Like, we can put Haas and Leroy on the same food, and that way we can split the cost of food and, you know, stuff like that or whatever, and we can take turns like that. But at the end of the day, like, this is your dog. So if, like, we break up, I'm taking Haas. He's obviously mine. Take Leroy and whatever. But I already had a dog when we went into the relationship, so it was a little bit different. But
right,
it also changes the dynamic in the house a little bit, right? Because now you got two dogs, and, you know, it's just weird. Like, you know, it's almost like parenting a thing, but not with a kid. It's like,
I think dogs are worse than kids.
Dog, you know, like,
I think they are.
That. I've heard people say that, like, people with kids, they're like, dogs are easier. Or
I know
kids are easier, dogs are harder.
I know we've talked about it a little bit before, but I think it's just the language barrier. You can't, I mean, dogs understand you to a certain point, but your kid, once it gets to understanding commands, you guys are locked in. You can say,
you tell that kid to shut the fuck up or I'll kill you. I mean, they're going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe don't say you're going to kill the kid. I don't know if maybe that's the direction that we're taking, but I mean, if you got to drive a point home,
that's my
style, I mean, there's nothing that drives it home like threatening a little bit of their life. But no, and just the way that Stella is sometimes, I'm just like, there's no way a kid is this bad. I mean, she is just, I love her to death, but sometimes I'm just like, you're doing this on purpose. You know, like, just go sit by the door, look like she wants to go out. You go open the door, and then she just sits there. And I'm like, you're just checking to make sure if I'll still come and let you out. And I promise you.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and any attention. And then if me and Carly are ever talking, she'll just bark right into your face. And it's just, it's one of those things.
Attention, bro.
And it's partially because she's a COVID dog. And when we first got her, we were able to just be there around her all the time as a puppy. And we just showered her with just constant, you know, we were holding her, petting her, loving her, you know, making her just feel like she is the light of
the world. Yeah.
And I mean, she is, but she takes that and runs with it a little bit too much sometimes.
Yep.
Real quick, have you ever seen Scott Van Pelt's speech on his dog after it died? This was recent.
No, I don't think so.
Go watch that. It will seriously make you cry.
I can't do stuff like that. But, you know, I'm really...
It's super good. It's really good. It's really good.
So, for example, you know, I had that foster Rhodesian, Libby.
Right.
Was her name, right? Or I called her Bee, but my mom called her Libby because she ended up getting her. So she got fixed. I think we did an episode like right after she got fixed. And I think I talked
this
about
was, this. This was shortly afterwards, yes.
Yeah. I think I talked about how she went to one place to get fixed. They fucked it up. So then we had to go to the second place. Well, the second place, they just did it right there on the table. Like, they sanitized everything and all that stuff. And they were like, hey, we're just going to fix this up right here if y'all don't mind. And I was like, I have to go because I can watch people surgeries and stuff like that. Like, I've seen, like, fucked up videos, you know, like, gore.com and shit like that. And I'm, like, perfectly unfazed, right? Don't care. But when it comes to, like, dogs being in pain and shit like that, I'm out. Can't do it. And she was put to sleep and, like, all that stuff. So, like, when they did it. But it was still, like, the whole thing. I was like, I can't do it. I can't watch it. Like, that just, like, that ruins me personally. I get emotional about dogs. I don't get emotional about people. Could give a fuck less, honestly.
No, dude, dogs are tough, man. I mean, you know you're signing up for it when you get one, of course. I mean, that's always, unfortunately, in the fine print, is that you're kind of signing up for the heartache at the end of this whole experience. But, I mean, it's always, you know, it's the journey, not the destination, I guess, sometimes. But speaking of dogs, can I go let mine in real quick? I think she is begging to go in. Actually, let me just peek this window real quick, and let me see if she's by the door.
Oh, that will be a good genius. There, right there. Good one.
Yeah, she wants to come in. Let me go let her in real quick. I will be RB. Sorry, the door shut, and I knew that they would want to come in here at some point, probably. So, went ahead and cracked that again. And Gizzy needed water, so I had a lot to do when I got up. So, that is my bad on the... Oh, you can't hear me. You got no cans. My bad.
Hello, Will.
Didn't know you didn't have the cans on.
Oh, no, I just took them off just to fuck with you. Well, I wanted to turn my hat around, but I wanted to fuck with you.
Were you backwards hat for a second?
Yeah, I was.
I guess I just straight up did not notice that. All right, sorry. We're 15 minutes in. Shall we jump to some topics?
Yeah, let's do it, dude. What do you want to hit first?
Let's talk about TB12 real quick. I think TB12 would maybe be a fun one to jump into because we can kind of segue into fantasy off that. So let's talk about Tom. Yeah. He's doing a little bit of he's venturing into some new, what is that called?
New territory.
Venturing into some new territory, new career moves for Tom. And let's maybe pull up. I'm gonna pull up a little bit of articles for this, so maybe we can have a little bit of factual information. But you informed me as of today, right? Is it as of today?
It was a couple days ago. A week now. Yeah. So about a week ago, I was on LinkedIn and I was just scrolling through my feed and somebody had reposted it. And basically it was Tom Brady announcing that he was a now strategic advisor for Delta Airlines. And
I'm going screen share mode. All right.
Yeah. Let's see it.
I got to pull it up. I did this in this time. I got to pull it up on the, because I have tabs open in my Gmail and then the podcast one. And it won't let me go to the tab that has my Gmail since I'm on the Riverside here. All right. I should be able to access it now. Boom. Okay. Here we go. Can you see the screen?
I can. Yep.
All right. So, yep, you were right. Strategic advisor is what this man is about to be taking over, I guess. Or do you think this was a created position? Surely they created this position for him.
I don't know, honestly.
Let's see if we can. So here's an in summary. The unique partnership includes multiple elements that will involve Brady and strategic initiatives alongside Delta's global employee base, customers, and other key stakeholders. I think he's just literally going to go in there and basically just be a quarterback for Delta Airlines. He's just going to be a good, I guess, like, what would that be? Like a beacon of light, or just like, what do you want to compare him to? God.
That's kind of where I'm questioning. Like, so do you think this is more of like a marketing gig or like a marketing ploy, or do you think he's like actually going to go do shit?
I don't know.
Like,
I guess that is true.
Say what you want about like his team building skills, if you will. Whatever, because, you know, he went and played Tampa, turned them into a Super Bowl team or whatever. Is that because he's an actual team builder, or is that because he was a talent that went over there and then he won that attracted other talent? Does that make sense? Like,
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Like, really, in the NFL, like, team builders are really the general managers, right? Like, because they're the guys that are, you know, working out deals with the money and shit like that, the salary caps and all that, or salaries and all that. But, you know, Tom Brady's just, he was just a good talent, right? Like, if you were a receiver straight out of college and you were like set to be something and they were like, hey, like, you would come play for Tampa Bay? Like, we have Tom Brady. Are you going to turn that shit down?
I guess that's true.
Where he won, like, you know, I don't know how many Super Bowls he won by the time he went over to Tampa Bay, but I mean, he had several. So,
hey, I'm about to be the worst person ever. I have to call my girlfriend back, or fiance. Damn, sorry. Dude. I know. I forgot to tell you we were recording. We'll throw on speaker.
I can hear that. Wow.
Hey, sorry, we are recording. What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yep. Just come. Why is it so bad? Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then. All right. I'll see you in a second. Bye. Apparently, there's a lot of traffic going on out there.
Damn it.
But, yeah, I mean, I could definitely see it. I mean, if you're going to sit here and ask me if, you know, say I'm a young man interviewing to join the airline industry, and you were going to tell me that I get to talk to Tom Brady every now and then, maybe, or go to a few meetings where he's giving a speech.
Yeah.
I might be like, yeah, I'm going to choose this over American. You know what I mean? Who's American got? You got Big Ben or something? No. What if that's just a new thing? Like, all these airlines start adopting NFL players to be their
quarterbacks. Yeah.
Just their strategic advisor. That's got to be a made up position. There's no way it's not. Strategic advisor.
I mean, they're, It's like a consultant, kind of. It's a fancier term for consultant.
It is. That is true. Okay, so here's like a little. Here's the bulleted list here.
Consultant. I think a consultant actually has to have like experience in that field somewhat, though. I don't think they can just be like an NFL quarterback that's never been in the airline industry.
All right, so here we go. We're gonna get this little breakdown right here in the bullets. Looks like employees he will be partnering to develop and advise on strategic training and teamwork tools for more than 90,000 employees. I mean, what do you think that means? Like, he's just going to get all these people together and be like, all right, guys, today we're doing a little bit of team building. We're going to play flag football. I'm all-time QB.
I mean, I will say, like, somebody like him, like, he's been a professional football player his entire life, right? So, like, right. He understands, like, you know, a team dynamic. So, I mean, I guess in some ways, like, he can, like, help out with that, right? Like, as in, like, hey, like, you know, this is how you become a team, you know, this is how you act in a team and, you know, stuff like that. I don't know, like.
Maybe it's just one of those Brady's a natural born winner and they just want a little bit of a, just, they just want to have a winner on their team. I mean, Delta's usually, I mean, they haven't really, have they done anything recently to get like in trouble? Delta stays pretty clean, right?
They did just
have the diarrhea on the plane, I think,
they
right?
Did, yeah, they did have that.
That's tough, man. I was
you
thinking
can't
about
really
that.
Blame
with
them, though, for that, can't
you? Oh, no, that's not their problem. Yeah. No. That's just, I mean, you as an airline, the last thing you want to be in the news for is someone just shitting on your plane. That's crazy, though. As soon as I saw that, I immediately went to the time that I puked on the plane, and I'm just like, thank God I made it to the bathroom, because I'm like, if I wouldn't have, I would have had to, like, hit my shirt or something. Like, something disgusting. You know what I mean?
Imagine if you threw up on the plane and Tom Brady just, you know, you came out of the bathroom or whatever. Tom Brady's like, hey, buddy, happens to all of us, all right? Yeah, gives you a pat on the back. You go back to your seat.
They make Tom Brady a U.S. Air Marshal. He's just on every Delta flight. That would be, dude, how sick would it be if, like, the new, you know how they play the video sometimes before you get on, like, instead of having the flight attendant.
I bet he'll be on it. He'll be on
it.
No,
he's going to be in that.
Yeah, for sure. He's going to be on it.
Well, you know he's going to, where's he going to announce next year? Because he's taking a year off and then he's going to announce. Is it Fox?
I think so, yeah, because I think he's going to go with, I thought I heard he was going to go with Romo. And he
Dude,
and Romo.
That's going to be a sick, because I actually like, I hated Romo in the NFL, but as an announcer, I kind of like
him. He knows the game. Yeah, he knows the game, bro. Like, he can sit there and call plays before they happen.
I know they're always showing clips of him being like, all right, based on this defensive setup, like, you know, I would do this right here. And then, like, they just do it right after he says it.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, I mean, that's pretty obvious right there. I'm like, no, I don't think it's obvious. I think it's just obvious that you're just that smart at the game.
Yeah, you just know the game.
Like, what do you think, like, weird kind of turn, but I thought about this the other day. How many NFL coaches do you think actually were NFL players? Because a lot of them aren't, right?
Well, they say that some of the best coaches weren't very good at the game.
Right.
Like, across all sports, because they may not have all the talent in the world to go play, but they understand, you know, the mentalities, the, you know, the ins and outs, the mechanics of the game, you know, that kind of stuff, you know?
This is only saying, maybe it's just the fact that they weren't that relevant.
I mean, think about, Let's like, see. I mean, think about this. Would you
Daniels is one of the ones that I
would rather have a. Would you rather have a guy that went all the way professional in whatever sport, and he was just so gifted naturally, like, you know, just naturally talented and all that stuff. Like, he didn't have to work very hard or whatever. Didn't really have to worry too much about mechanics and, like, all that other stuff. He just understood the game and, like, could just go play. Was just a phenom. Or would you rather have and have that guy try to teach you how to play and how to be a professional? Or would you rather have the guy that had to grind his way all the way to the top?
I guess that's true. I mean, also, I mean, you have to be, football in itself, you kind of got to be smart to really call a game. I mean, maybe it's not that hard. I don't know. Every time I play Madden, I suck. So I'm like, don't make me be a coach. Do you remember that game? You remember the game that they came out with? That was just being a head coach.
It was
EA Sports head coach. And I was just like, why would you want to play that game?
All some guys love that shit, bro.
Manage a team. You're not even playing. You're just sitting there, like, getting notifications like, fuck, we lost. And you're just, I mean, are you just picking the plays, and then you just see, like, a little, like, scripted thing, loss of yards. You're just like, gosh, You got to be kidding me. You know, you're yelling at your fake offensive coordinator. You have like a headset
on. I bet
on.
You see it. I bet you like get to see the game.
Let's just like, I'm going to look that game up. I got to look that game up real quick. But I also know, I mean, that's kind of what you do whenever you do like NCAA Dynasty.
Speaking of, this is actually funny.
I was on Instagram.
I heard the bookshelf.
I was on Instagram the other day, and I saw this guy. This guy hasn't posted in a long time, and he just, it popped up on my feed because of that. There's this guy in high school that we went to high school together.
Actually been on the podcast.
No, he's not been on the podcast.
Oh, different guy?
Different guy.
Okay.
And he's coaching some like semi-professional football team in Arkansas. He like, if I remember correctly, he like did not play hardly even in high school. And he didn't go and play in college. I know that for sure.
Who is it? I'll pick it up.
How in the hell he got to coaching a semi-professional football team or whatever in Arkansas? I don't know. I don't understand. I kind of want to ask him, though.
I'm interested to know who it is. Who is it? Or is it in, like, the chat or something?
It's a... Remember him?
Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah.
Follow him on Instagram or anything?
I don't think so. I don't know why I would.
I'm about to show you. All right, here, I'll tell you, but I'll tell you the team. And then
also, the last year they made head coach, it was 09. Also, I like to think that you could just be one of the famous head coaches if you just wanted to be like Mike Tomlin. You just were Mike Tomlin. Or I wonder if you built a character.
Let's Arkansas see. Punishers is what they're called.
The Arkansas Punishers. And I mean, who? Semi-pro football. Let's look them up. Yeah, here they are. Punisher football. Where do they play?
It's a minor league football team.
I'm not even sure what that means. Founded in 2020. All right. In the Next Level Football Alliance. The roster includes many former high school and collegiate athletes from across the Southeast United States. Dude, something has got my nose itchy. All right. That's interesting.
But like,
I mean, that's not a bad idea. I mean, it's a good way for some guys to keep getting reps if they're not trying to give up on the dream.
But they classified as minor league football. Like, why is this guy coaching? How did he get this job?
Maybe he started the team.
No.
I mean, is he the literal head coach?
He's literally the head coach.
HC.
HC. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know how.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I went back. I'm creeping on his shit because, so like at one point, he was trying to be a drummer. It looks like a professional drummer or some shit, like a band guy. And then at one point, he was trying to be an artist, like painting and shit like that, and trying to sell his art and all that. And now he's trying to be. And at one point, he was a pastor. At one point. And now he was a
literal pasture?
Yes.
is it grass?
No, pasture. Sorry. What did I say? Did I say pasture?
Pasture. He was
my
pasture.
A pastor. And then now he's the Arkansas Punishers head coach. Like, what the fuck? How did this is a wild turn of events all the way through.
That is an interesting career path.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, it looks like he's home. He's leading the Arkansas Punishers to 7-3 this year. As let's see, they might have been Western Conference champions. I've tried to look at their schedule, but it looks like it's already done for the 2023 season. Looks like they've already finished that out. So I'm not sure when they play. Maybe in the summer.
I don't know.
I would like to know. I would really like to know more about that. It really didn't say like where we could go check them out, I don't think, either.
Dude, they made the jump from single A to triple A in 2022. Let's go.
So this is like a pretty... Let's look up this Next Football Alliance. Dude, good God, I wonder what is up with my allergies right now. Dying out here. The Next Level Football Alliance. NLFA.
Yeah, dude, if you look at their staff, bro, he's the head coach.
Let's go, dude. That's pretty tight. Maybe he just knows how to call it. I mean, 11-7-3. I mean, I wouldn't say that's a bad record, would you?
Well, this is the first season. I don't know if it. I don't think they've played yet. Surely not. Like, it's not football season. Or, I mean, it's football season now, but it's not been.
Okay, so if you would like for me to just be straight up honest with you, I'm on the NLFA website, and it is looking like me and you could just make a team if we wanted to. So it doesn't seem like it's that hard to. It looks like you start the team, and then you just go out and find the guys, and if you can get enough together to make a full squad of, dudes that want to play some football, I think they'll let you out there.
Let's do it.
Let's register to play.
Want to join our football team?
$10, dude. That's literally all it takes. $10.
Start a team?
No, that's to be a player. $100 to start a team, dude. That's literally all it is.
You're kidding.
Let's become football.
Let's start a football team, bro.
I guarantee you, I'm trying to think of just guys that we could get right off the bat. You know what I mean?
We could get Braylon. We could get.
We could be ice cold.
Come play.
I bet we could get some people. We could just recreate Conway High again.
You know, Tanner would.
Oh, dude. That would be so much fun, honestly.
Bro, let's go do this. Especially because everybody would take this shit so seriously and we'd just be out there fucking off.
All right, so I was a little wrong on the payment. There's a commitment fee of $100, and then there is $450 league fee. So we're looking at $550 total to get off the ground in the NLFA. That's so funny. This seems like pretty not... Like, it looks kind of legit, I will say that. But just based on the website that I'm looking at right now, I'm guessing this is still pretty early stages of this organization. But you know what? Who's to say that this year we won't be in fantasy? And they'll be like, the top waiver wire pickup is a former NLFA athlete.
Yeah. Recently,
that's what he died, though. The fact that we could possibly have a team for the low price of $550, live out the head coach dream. I've always wanted to coach something. You know what I mean?
Let's coach
a team. Are you going to be a coach for your sons and or daughters' teams of sorts?
Yeah, probably.
I think I'm going to put my kids in only individual sports. I'm like, this is not a team building time.
You've talked about that before. Yeah.
This is time to just worry about yourself. You want to lose because some dickhead didn't catch a ball? Hell no. You want to leave losing knowing that you were the sole reason that you failed today? I was going back watching old gymnastics tape recently because I just fired up my old Sony Handycam that my parents had. And got it connected to the TV, was watching some good gym highlights. The real problem was it was only from early on, so like level 4. So none of the stuff was really that cool. But my head ass was in here watching the award ceremony, and I was nervous. Like, I don't know the results other than meet already. And Carly's in there getting ready, and they're out here, rallying off the award ceremony. And they, would say a kid's name, and I'd be like, fuck that guy. I'm like, I remember him. He would always beat me. You know what I'm saying? So it was a really fun time for me. And then there was another camera that I got. It was the one with the little mini DVDs. Do you ever remember those?
Yeah.
And that was what Bill filmed a lot of my football games on. So I was watching old 8th grade football highlights recently. Living it up. Yeah, it was pretty sad. It was a moment for myself where I was like, am I really sitting here watching myself catch a touchdown pass in the 8th grade? But you know what? It was fun. I called Carly in there because, it's one of those things. She didn't go to middle school with us. So she didn't really get the joy of seeing me score those touchdowns live. And so a lot of the, me talking about how good I was at football is, it's all coming from me. So she just has to trust me. But for her to see that firsthand, but honestly, going back and watching the film, dude, I did look kind of broken out there moving. I'm like, damn, you really think you're looking clean out there? But then they see, like, when you see yourself on film running in football pads, like, God, I look stupid. A fucking idiot out there. You could tell when I didn't want to be in on a play. I just stay really far away. I'm like, God, don't get me in on that. I do not want to be a part of anything over there. I really had one play. It was $4.99. If I messed up on $4.99, put me on the bench.
So let's transition now into fantasy. We have to make some corrections.
What do you mean?
I do.
Okay.
D. Higgins was in a contract dispute, or I guess is, but he was in the game on Sunday. He just never caught a fucking ball.
That's good. So, that's good.
Yeah.
It's always good to know.
Yeah.
It's nice to know when a guy is out there on the field. Sometimes I think, how in the hell does that even happen? You're on the field for, let's say, 60 offensive snaps, and you're telling me not one of those. It's not one of those you're getting in on?
He apparently was on the field pretty much the entire game. He had 8 targets, and he just, they never connected.
He had 8 targets?
8 targets.
Yikes.
Never connected.
That is
one.
That's not what you want to see.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was Joe Burrow, like throwing a shot, because I wasn't watching the game. And so then that's
what the state
ultimately came to be, because I didn't watch. So I don't know if it was Joe Burrow fucking up, or you know, the defense is breaking this shit up. You know, I don't know. So, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was one correction that I had.
One correction?
Oh, the other correction was you ended up not scoring the least amount.
Dude, I know.
Dylan
literally
scored 50-some points.
Here's what I will say, though. He must have not been paying attention to the waivers, because I got exactly who I wanted off the waiver wire, so no harm, no foul. I actually got both the guys I wanted.
I don't think he's really playing, honestly.
I don't think he is either. I think Bluesmeyer's out this year. He's not in it to win it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I think he just kind of drafted team and hoped for the best. You know?
I think he kind of did, too, because he wasn't on the call, and then I think we finished the game, and he was just like, I don't even know who's on his team, honestly. If you really wanted to be honest with you.
It's dog water, obviously.
Is it not good? Oh, yeah, I guess it's not good if he got 58 points.
He only got 50 points, yeah.
Ooh, that is tough. Let's see. What is his team name? Is he Tua Infinity and Beyond?
No, that's Clay. He's Hurts Donut.
Okay, yeah, yep, that's him. You know, I mean, on paper, he doesn't look terrible. He drafted Jonathan Taylor again, so he's waiting for him to come back.
Yeah.
But so I've been seeing the news on him, and it's looking like even if when he comes back, he's not going to play for the Colts. So I'm like, what is that even mean?
I learned my lesson from last year.
I know, dude. I did not learn my lesson, honestly. There is some good news for me fantasy this week. I did pick up that Rams receiver who has potential, and then Kelsey's hopefully coming back. And, I mean, I just need my team to just be who I think they're going to be. And I think we're going to be all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
In other news of fantasy, if you didn't see it already, I put up a little reel reviewing my fantasy week, and I did not expect it. I know, like, I don't really know how to gauge reel views, but I will say it's the first thing that I've ever put out on the internet that has gotten over 1,000 of anything. So
the amount of followers we have for 1,000,
that's what I'm thinking.
I think that's pretty good.
So tune in for week 2. I'm probably going to do another one. I've already got the bread filmed, so probably going to throw it over me making the bread. And then
start making clips on here too. That way we can post.
I know we do need to do some clips off of here. I do want to take
it. I'll clip it.
I want to take a little to say something funny, dude. Freaking something funny. Sorry.
Yes, I marked both of them.
Let's go. Shit. What was I going to say? Just straight lost the train of thought.
I don't know. I want to go into something that is near and dear to my heart.
Let's hear about it.
When is Olivia Rodrigo going to stop being a sad bitch?
You know, kind of hope she never does, because I kind of like her music. So,
yeah,
as long as she's writing bangers, stay sad, girl. Stay sad. I don't need you happy, because these happy songs might not be my thing, you know?
I think she... Have you listened to this new album or whatever?
Oh, 100%. Already got it on vinyl, brother.
Oh, okay.
We're big Rod heads over in this household. We're part of the Rodrigo the Rodrigo regime. Does that work?
Oh, okay.
Just coined that.
She got a little edgier with this one, with this album.
It's kind of her thing, I think, is she's going for the I'm breaking out of this Disney Channel.
Yeah. Thing. She's talking about going into people's beds and
oh yeah.
Like that. Like, damn.
She's only dating guys that are gay.
I didn't reach that.
Didn't reach that track. We'll hit it with a full listen. That's a line. That is a line. I think she says
guys that are gay.
She doesn't like no. She. It's not like she. It's like her mission to. It's. I think she's saying that every guy she dates turns out to be gay, which I'm not sure that's true. Which also kind of putting a guy on blast if he's not ready to.
Yeah.
say that, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, I'm sure everyone knows who she's dated, and they can just go through the list and be like, whoa, didn't know that guy was like that. But you never know. You never know. But, yeah, I'm messing with the new album. I like it a lot. I think it's not too bad. I'm still trying to decide if it's better than Sour, but we'll see. Me and Carly have already decided we might try to hit the tour, but honestly, it just depends on how much those ticks are, because if it's anything like a Taylor Swift ticket, I might be hopping on the bus of Nevermind. I will not be attending. But we'll see.
So then that brings me to the next thing that I want to talk about. I wanted to try to match some personalities with music genres.
I'm going to need a little bit of elaboration.
So not necessarily like kind of personalities. Like for example, like, well, what made me think about this is yesterday I was driving back from Kansas City and got here, you know, 1 a.m. or whatever. But while I was driving through, we stopped at a gas station. It was right before we got into Arkansas. And so anyway, we stopped at this gas station, this old beat up truck, bro, you know, it's lifted and all that. They pull in, their windows are down, and these two white dudes, right? Like, skinhead looking dudes, you know, they got the buzz and all that shit, right? And they're just blaring, it's like fucking Future or something. I don't know for sure if it was Future, but they were just blaring some, you know, rap or whatever, and it's just like, you know, fuck this, and you know, all this, you know, slinging crack rock and all that shit or whatever. And I'm just like, I don't understand, like, if that's your kind of music, like, that's great. Right. Me personally, I'm kind of over that shit, but I just thought it was really funny because like, if you looked at those dudes and looked at the car that they were driving, probably would not have expected them to roll up blaring that shit. So that's how this kind of came to be.
Okay.
Let me throw out a personality to you.
Okay.
And then you tell me what music genre you think that they would listen to.
All right, let's hear it.
We go white guy.
Okay.
You know, styled hair, shorter styled hair.
Sure.
Wearing slacks and a dress shirt.
Okay.
We're gonna go with a nice like Cole Haan, maybe.
Okay.
Shoot.
So you're talking like a nice corporate guy, no, a nice corporate fellow.
Yeah, nice corporate looking guy. Yeah. Drives
maybe late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, yeah. Drives a BMW. What kind of music do you think he's bumping in his car?
This guy's got two levels of music, I think.
All right, let's hear.
I think he likes your generic. He's going to like all your generic rap, probably. Big Drake guy.
Big Drake guy.
I do think, let's see, how crazy will this guy get? I think he's going to be big no on a lot of female artists, probably. I don't think he's going to be listening to a lot of female music, unfortunately, for him, because that's really what I'm into right now. It's really, I don't know why. A lot of the artists I'm listening to, for some reason, all female.
Nice.
Let's see. Yeah, you know me, just freaking
really embracing your feminine side.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. These guys are rare breeds. I really don't know what music they listen to. Honestly, I don't think they listen to music. Actually, they just listen to Joe Rogan podcast. Is probably what I had to guess.
Okay.
So Drake and Joe Rogan, and then maybe if Joe Rogan had an album, they would listen to that. Or anybody who's been on Joe Rogan. So any of the guests that are on Joe Rogan who sing music, so they're also going to be listening to that guy that just had that song.
Zach Bryan.
Richmond of North of Richmond or whatever the hell that song
is. Yeah.
Dude, that song kind of cracks me up. Have you like dove deep into that song? It just gets stuck in my head.
Not really.
There's a line where he's like, fuck, dude, he's like worked 45 hours bullshit pay. And I just will just walk around the house singing that as I've worked probably 0 hours. Just clocking the most minimal amount of time, singing about working 45 hours.
Yeah.
Bullshit pay. Like I'm out here in just toughing it out. But
so
I'm trying to think though. There's gotta be more. I mean, what do you think? And what do you think they're listening to? I mean, I feel like a lot of these guys will catch you off guard. Yeah, I mean, it's really one dimensional. I think it's like Drake and then Future.
It's probably about it.
Future featuring Drake.
And if you're at a party or something and you're talking to them, you know, they're probably defending why Drake is better than the Beatles or something.
Like, they might like Jeezy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here,
man. What they would be into. Maybe Lil Baby. Lil Durk, probably.
The fuck is Lil Durk?
Exactly. He's kind of like the tail end of kind of the Lil Baby Gunna style rapper, I think, really. Or no, he's more, I think he's from Chicago, actually. So, kind of not really, okay. Maybe. I'm trying to think of a song that he would have that you would know.
Probably none. Throw me
zero.
throw me a personality.
Okay. All right.
And then we'll do the same thing. We'll see what you would, what you think they would.
So are you going off of, is this like an artist thing or a genre thing, or both?
A little
bit of
both.
I'm afraid that if I describe someone, you wouldn't know any of the artist and the genre to throw.
Let's go a little bit of both. Yeah.
Let's just go with that one's too easy. Let's go with, what do you think your average dad is listening to right now? Guy in his mid-40s music taste right now. What do you think he's listening to?
Mid-40s. Mid-40s. That's
suburban, tough. Suburban dad.
Suburban dad, mid-40s.
You think he's listening to stuff that he used to listen to? Or you think he's diving into a newer age of music?
Can I get a little more descriptive?
A little more descriptive of what this gentleman looks like?
Yeah. What's he driving? What's he look like? What's he doing on the weekends?
You know? Okay. All right.
Like that.
Here's what we're going to do. This guy... Actually, let's do this. What do you think
of a picture.
What do you think a pastor... What do you think a pastor listens to?
Pastor? Scripture. Audiobook.
Scripture all the time. the audiobook of the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think, what did they listen to? You know, there's no way they're in their car just listening to like Hillsong United all the time, right?
Well, pull up some pictures of some like suburban dads or something, and let's go through what we think each one listens.
This will be good. That'll be a more fun thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to look up white male. All right. And we'll go through what each individual of these guys is going to be listening to, all right?
I hope some dirty fuckers come in so we can see some crazy like Stitches or some shit.
All right. Let me go to share. And I'm going to go to... Oh, man. Okay, there we go. All right. This guy. What is this guy listening to?
That guy's definitely listening to... He's got some Ariana Grande.
This guy likes John Mayer a little bit.
Yeah, maybe a little bit John Mayer, but he definitely has like a female artist kind of in the mix.
You think?
So we can try to stay relevant with ladies. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I like that. I think maybe he plays that he's a Taylor Swift fan, but not really.
Maybe.
I'm really liking that he might listen to... Man, I wish I could figure out what this guy's actual name is so we could reach out to him. Like, hey, what kind of music are you tuning into?
Maybe,
do you think he hits you off with art and he likes kind of some heavy rock, maybe?
I'm
also seeing
so.
Name, like,
I see
Luke Bryan.
Yeah, I see like,
a lot of Luke Bryan.
Yeah, and I see like maybe like a U2 or something maybe in the mix every once in a while. You know, he thinks he's
sure. Kind of some singer-songwriter, like maybe Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, that's gross. Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. This guy.
I love how you typed in white male and black dude show up. That's interesting.
That is kind of funny.
That's
they were like, are you looking for this? Is this you? All right, this guy. What's this guy? This guy grabs the aux cord.
Right there, he's
immediately what he's throwing on.
He's throwing on Drake and some other rap. That's for sure.
I think this guy likes Morgan Wallen a little bit. Maybe.
The same guy right now? Are you talking about the guy in the right-hand corner?
This guy right here? Actually, I guess you can't see. I'm not circling my mouse around him on this. Are you talking about this guy right here?
Yeah. Is that Morgan Wallen?
I think he's probably listening to a little Morgan Wallen. You got the Roy's bait and tackle shirt on.
Oh, see, I can't even see that. He's definitely listening to like Morgan Wallen, maybe some Jelly Roll or something, you know?
I also like to think this guy might have a sophisticated taste. Maybe he's got like a few underground artists that he's kind of sitting on. Let's say that he maybe likes to dabble in some of the. Let's see, maybe he likes Lil Uzi Vert a little bit. Maybe.
Maybe.
I also like that this is the Whiteness Project is what this image is from. What do you think the Whiteness Project is?
Click on it. Let's see what it is.
White millennials in Dallas, Texas talk about race. That has to be probably one of the absolutely worst organizations to probably ever.
Yeah.
God, dude. And this is the video they hit you with.
I don't even see it.
Dude. Oh, man. I wish you could see this. Let me get this in the share. You see this?
Oh, God.
Should we watch this? Let's check it out.
No, dude. I don't know if I want to watch it.
Dude, you are noggin. Did you hear what he just said?
And what'd he say?
I'm going to hit this again, all right? This is probably the coldest take to ever exit someone's mouth, I think. You ready?
Yeah.
Did you get that?
I heard that.
What do you think about that? Being a white male Christian. Did he say white male or just white Christian?
I think he said a white male Christian. Run it back.
Okay, okay. He did just say white Christian.
White Christian. White Christian.
Gosh, dude. All right, we're 3 seconds in, we're getting a pretty abrupt thing to go ahead and just say. I hate that this is going to be in my internet history. Actually, it's in the Sorry I Spaced Out internet history, so that's fine. It's a business adventure.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not even sure we should really continue.
We're going to go a few more seconds, all right? We're going to see why it's the hardest thing, all right?
Let's hear his why.
Let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt, all right? Maybe he's really facing some struggles, all right? Maybe he walks out of the house and people are like, you fucking white Christian, get your ass back inside the fucking house, all right? All right, let's see. Yikes. This gets worse and worse as the video progresses, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
We're going to finish it out, though. God. Dude.
We're just going to cut it right there. Cut clip. We're done.
This guy cannot. Shit. There's no way this guy has a job.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This is a series. Millennials in Dallas, Texas. I just want to know.
Like,
this has to be a joke, right?
I mean, no, I don't think it is. I think that's the thing. I mean, to each their own, bro. And, like, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I just, my stance on all that is, like, dude, like, like, I don't feel like white people should just parade around all the time talking about how people in general should not be talking about other people's situations because they just,
oh, God,
just
I'm on the blog. I did not mean to go to the Whiteness Project blog. Did not mean to do that. Okay.
Anyway, right, so let's,
yeah, that was,
let's go back.
Let's pivot off of the Whiteness Project. That is absolutely insane, though. And then, like, that all checks out, though. Like, this guy, now that I know that he's part of the Whiteness Project, let's get this guy.
I think he's murdered.
Yeah. This guy sucks now. I don't know. He's a white Christian, apparently, probably. So, he has enough battles to face, apparently. Look at all these people, dude. These are all the people from the Whiteness Project.
I can't see him.
You can't see him?
Fuck. No.
Okay, that's fine. We'll hop off the Whiteness Project. Do you want to keep doing some personalities real quick? Should we end on a more uplifting one?
Yeah. It's just
one that doesn't involve people talking about how hard it is to be a white Christian.
Let's add some interesting.
Absurd.
Get the guy in the jumpsuit. Let's look at him. Oh, God damn it!
Sorry, wrong picture. That's my bad. Oh, geez. What do you think?
Where's the guy?
What do you think?
That guy's listening for noise, bro, and then he's bolting.
That guy hears one song, he's fucking out of here.
Oh, shit.
That's more of a hardwood guy. You guys are trying to listen to What do they do? They scratch their horns on the trees, right?
Yeah, they scrape. Yeah,
I was just trying to listen for scraping. Or like, what is the what's the deer mating call? Isn't it like really like sick? It's almost like a sheep. It's like ah.
Yeah, is that good? Grunt and all that stuff. Yeah, like sure. Yeah, that's great, dude.
I like when people get the deer calls, and they do the grunts. Animal calls are pretty funny.
Let's look up. Okay, look up prison inmates. Like mugshots. See what these fuckers listen to. All right.
I think this guy's listening to.
That guy's listening to Beethoven as he's doing his killings.
I can see that. Maybe some French music.
Yeah. Something real classy, but yeah.
Opera.
It's classy and it's like disturbing that he's listening to it as he's mutilating a body, you know?
Or he likes Smash Mouth, R.I.P.
Hey, now, you're an officer.
Hey, what do you think this guy is listening to?
Yankee Daddy, for sure. Or Daddy Yankee.
Nice. Dude, that's so funny you brought up that guy. So last night at dinner, we were talking about, I don't know how we got on the topic of this, but I was saying there's got to be one day that has the least amount of birthdays, right?
Sure.
So we looked that up, and then apparently we found an article that said no one's been born on February 3rd. And I said, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So I hopped in to Google and typed in famous birthdays on February 3rd. First result, Daddy Yankee.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right.
Happy birthday.
Well, Daddy Yankee. I'm really glad we did that. That led to an interesting find.
It did.
I don't know if it's a good find. By any means, but, you know, it might be a good clippable moment, so who knows? Maybe it'll, but it's also a risky clippable moment. I don't know if I really want to be putting my face to the whiteness project. They might think that I am, and I'm also pushing the whiteness project onto people, which I am not. You heard it here first, folks. I'm not pushing the whiteness project onto you.
What do you think?
What do you think that guy is listening to?
Right there. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, I think you just clicked on him. What do you think he is listening to?
Dude, this guy was strangled, stabbed, and set afire. You're dying. This guy? Or do you think he did it?
I don't know. Look it up. Like, click in there. See it.
Oh my god, dude. Alright. Sorry if I've just been sharing like the most random tabs, by the way. I'm still kind of getting used to the sharing. Can you see this? This dude set a guy on fire. Timothy Paul Dunnigan and Trinity Wayne Bussler. Is this the guy? Like, I want to know, is this the guy that got strangled? Nope, these are definitely the guys that did this act. Why they got, like, nice collared shirts on?
The classic.
Looking like that guy kind of looks like he's, like, a traffic guard. This guy looks like he's at a school picture. I mean, I would think this was taking
eyes. Yeah. I don't like the way he's smiling.
I don't like the way he's smiling either. It's like he's kind of proud of it. Okay, the said accused did unlawfully and with malice aforethought. That's a hard word to say. Either expressed or implied caused the death of another human being, inmate David Watson, by choking the victim and then stabbing him about the face, neck, and lower back multiple times, causing death to inmate David Watson, according to the affidavit. Shortly after were processed and photographed, they returned to the state prison in Butts County. Dude, is this a joke? What is this? You're going to hit me with Butts County and not expecting to think that you're lying? I want to get to the part where they set him on fire. Yeah, afterward, Watson reported he was placed on his bunk and then set on fire. You are kidding me, man.
What the fuck?
Let's look at where Butts County is. I'm trying to go to Butts County. It's in Georgia. Of course, it's in freaking Georgia. Motherfucking Georgia. Butts County. All right, well, we've got to be hitting close to it. Yeah, we're at an hour here. That is pretty interesting. You know, we've learned a lot today. I'm hoping that I'm stopped sharing. Am I done sharing screens?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, well, should we hop into Media Corner and then skedaddle out of here?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm kind of liking keeping them around an hour. What do you think about that? Hour, 5?
Yeah.
Kind of keep it a little more shorter for the people out there, and then if they want more, they'll ask for it. You know what I mean? So,
for sure.
You don't want to over give. We got to keep what we got sacred here. You know, this is pretty pretty exhilarating stuff over here. But do you have anything for Media Corner? I know it's been only a short few days since we did this last. But anything
really
exciting? Nothing really.
Really.
You know, I don't think I do really either. Besides, I've been listening to Olivia Rodrigo's new album, playing a little guitar.
I gave it a peek, but
yeah. I mean, I'm kind of breaking a little of my guitar rule. I've kind of jumped a little bit of my practice here recently. Has just been more towards like learning songs because it's way more fun than doing scales and stuff like that. But I'm trying to do a little bit of a perfect balance. So, but other than that. Just didn't do a little bit of that. I'm trying to, let me go to my music real quick. Oh, we got Thursday night football tonight. We can talk about that. We got Minnesota versus the Eagles. You want to make any predictions on who you think's going to win? Who's going to go off? Who's going to not go off?
Minnesota's going to win.
You think Minnesota's going to win? That's an interesting prediction. Interesting.
I don't know. Actually.
I just realized I have a player playing tonight. I have someone in that game. I have Alexander Madison. Yep, I got a running back playing tonight. Not sure how I feel about that. You know how I feel about the Thursday night curse. I just completely did not do what I was going to do.
I have nobody playing tonight, so that's nice.
Nobody out there on the field? That's always good, dude. If I can avoid a Thursday night game, I will.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. Maybe it'll be a good one. I'm staying positive. I will say, I don't think I've mentioned this one yet on the podcast, but I've been listening to Dominic Fike's new album, Sunburn, which is pretty good. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's a pretty fun one to listen to. I think even you could maybe get down with some Dom.
Yeah.
You hit the, I don't know, I would maybe actually not even start a new album if you're just gonna dive into some Dom early on. I would probably start with Three Nights. That's kind of the one that got me into him. And then you can go to Chicken Tenders. Everyone likes Chicken Tenders from the album before the most new one. Or the most recent, I guess. Most new didn't sound too right. Didn't like the way I phrased that. Movie-wise, I don't think I've seen anything. I'm thinking if there's anything out, though, that I would like to go see. Barbie movie is now available to rent on Amazon and buy, so I'm sure we'll be rewatching that probably soon, if I had to guess.
What's the point of buying movies on an Amazon account?
What is the point of it?
Yeah.
So I do it, actually. If the movie is cheap, what's the point?
Yeah. So, like,
you had it for
this movie. I mean, as long as you have the Amazon Prime account, right?
No, I mean, just as long as, like, you can have a Fire Stick and have, like, Amazon without having Prime. Like, you can just make a free Amazon account. You just don't get free 2-day
shipping. Yeah, you just don't get all this stuff. So, like...
Right.
But what happens if you, like, one day get locked into your Amazon account? All that shit.
I guess. I mean, you could probably call them and be like, hey, can I get my password back? I've only been buying stuff. Like, so sometimes when you go to rent something, it'll be $3.99 to rent or $7.99 to buy the movie. So it's just like, why not just buy it?
Just buy it.
You know what I mean? Because you never know when you're going to see it again. You know what I mean? So
call me old-fashioned, you know, but...
Well, it's actually been kind of nice. It's been kind of nice. I don't, you know, I liked buying... I can't even talk anymore. I liked buying DVDs as a kid. I really enjoyed that when a new movie would come out. Really enjoyed going and either renting it or purchasing it at the store. It's always real fun. But I was a big TV kid growing up. Like, I had to have the TV on when I was going to bed, and it was usually a movie. So, probably a part of that. And then car rides. I was always watching movies and car rides, like long ones. So, you know, going to baseball tournaments all the time or dance competitions, vacations, stuff like that. You know me, traveling, man. My cat is definitely about to bite my ankle, but we're going to hope that she does not. She's just like weaving on me right now, and I can just tell he's probably about to pop off on me. Yep, I don't think I got anything else for Media Corner. I did start reading again at the beach. Did I say that I finally finished that damn book that I was reading for so long, Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo?
You just now finished that?
Finally finished it. I mean, like, it's not that I had, like, had been actively reading it, though.
Yeah,
I
was going to read
it, stop for like a month, and then pick it back up. So
I
finally finished
you were done.
No, dude, I finally finished it at the beach. The ending was kind of like, it was kind of crazy. Like, I did call one aspect of the ending, but then there was another part that you kind of knew was coming. You were like, okay, there's going to be some relationship between the girl who's interviewing her somehow. And you find out, spoiler alert, if you haven't read this book, that her dad got killed in a car crash that was caused by one of her, or like by her like husband, who was, this is a long story, I'm just gonna go with her husband because that'll make it easier.
Yeah.
Gosh damn, fuck you. Anyway, her actual dad died in a car crash from Evelyn Hugo's husband driving drunk. And they basically got to the scene before the cops got there, took dude out of the passenger seat, moved her dad into the driver's seat to make it look like he was driving. Because they were like all big in Hollywood at the time, so they didn't want to have any bad press. So that was the whole big twist ending, was that her dad was killed by, because they didn't really know, like, she really had never been told, like, how her dad died. I think she had always believed that he was a drunk driver. So it was kind of one of those things. But that was one part of the ending. And then the other surprise, which I called, was that Evelyn Hugo was going to commit suicide at the end of the book. Because our whole thing was that she couldn't release the book, like the interview book version, basically, until she died. And I was like, well, she's just going to kill herself after the interview.
So do you still think it was Marilyn Monroe?
I mean, like, the character is just, like, it's not even, like, directly based on that. It's just, like, the type of character, like, hot blonde actress in Hollywood around the 60s, 70s. Nice. So it's, like, that's kind of the inspiration for the character, I guess. It's not, like, it's a biopic fiction telling of Monroe's. I think the author was just, like, I need a character in the 70s actress style. So it's kind of, that's who I just, like, the whole time I was reading the book, I was like, this character obviously probably looks something like this, or like a Margot Robbie-esque type person. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So that was that. Finally dealt with it. Started a new book that's a whole lot shorter, so I'm going to hopefully get done with that one, and maybe I can, I think I was claiming maybe 15 books, finishing it out, so I'm going to try to do that. But anything else before we close this thing up?
I don't think so.
You good? Did you say that you went to the concert in the last one?
I did, yeah.
Okay, all right, just making sure. So I was gonna say, you could bring that up for media, but yeah. All right, shout out Three Doors Down, got the tea on. As always, thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Peace.